Joy is an atmosphere from heaven. You know, the Bible even said that when the angels came to announce the birth of Christ, you remember the story, we just got out of that season of celebrating the birth of Christ. They said, "For behold, I bring you good tidings of what? Great joy. I'm bringing it to you. It's not something you had. I'm bringing it to you." You know, sometimes when people get this idea of Jesus, I don't know if they see him as stern or solemn. You know, you pick out what story you want. You know, Jesus is with the children and Jesus is as going to parties. But I like the laughing Jesus image. I like the joyful Jesus image. And I don't know why they don't paint more of those, because most people are just, you know, he's either the shepherd knocking at the door and he don't have a smile on his face. He looks like the Avon lady having a bad day, you know, and it's like, okay, there's got to be more to Jesus than that. But I want to show you a verse in the Bible where you see that Jesus in full exposure there in the scripture. Listen to this in Luke chapter 10. "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this." Wait a minute. What do you mean by that? He said, "I know that you want to get happy because you've got power over demons. I know you want to get happy because you've got power and authority over the devil." He said, that's just a bonus. That is just a benefit of walking with me. "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Now, Jesus keeps talking about, don't just rejoice over that. Rejoice because you have an eternal home. But then in verse 21, look at what he says. "And in that hour," somebody say, "in that hour." So he's wanting to let you know, when he finished saying this, he said, "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father God of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight." Okay, now, I want to show you a word in the Greek language. Now, I want you to underline this. Go back to that verse. I want to show you which word it is. "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced." Okay, so if you've got your Bible or you're taking notes, that's the word I'm talking about. Something that Jesus did. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Now, I want to break down this Greek word for you, and I've done it on the screens because I want you to be able to see it. And if you read Greek, you can read that. It's the word agaleo, and it literally means, it comes from two words, agon, much, and haumea, which means to jump. And that is how that word agaleo means. So Jesus is not just saying this. Jesus is saying it like this. This is a jumping Jesus passage right there. So if you see any jumpers around you, don't point fingers. Say, "Hey, they must be dancing with Jesus right now." I realize that the Alabaster Club gets a little, you know, makes a few people nervous every now and then. But Jesus is actually jumping up and down. And listen to it now. Now, when you just read it, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven." I mean, that almost sounds like, you know, a liturgy. But listen to this. "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven." That's what he's doing. He is jumping up and down because I didn't read the whole passage, but right before that, he says, "I saw Satan as lightning falling from heaven, and now you can trample upon demons and scorpions. I put all things under your feet." If you read the whole passage, he said, "I know this is exciting because the devil has no hold on you anymore. I know this is exciting because the devil has no authority over you anymore. All he can do is attempt. All he can do is try. All he can do is try to get in your way, but he doesn't have control over you. Not if the Holy Spirit's on the inside. If he touches that, it's going to fry his hand. He's not coming near where the Holy Ghost inside of you is dwelling." And Jesus got so excited. He said, "I know you want to get excited because you can cast out a devil, but can I tell you, there's something greater than that. There's a joy in heaven that awaits you. And I can't, every time I think about it, I just have to jump in in the presence of God, because there is a joy that awaits you that you can't even imagine. Rejoice, because your name is written down in heaven. And one of these days, you'll never know sorrow. One of these days, you'll never know fear. One of these days, there'll be no more tears. One of these days, all your troubles will be behind you, and it will be everlasting joy forevermore. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Where do I get this joy? If joy is a little bit of heaven coming down on me, if joy is the Lord giving me something that angels have, if the angels rejoice at the creation, the angels rejoice at the birth of Jesus, the angels rejoice every time a sinner gets saved, if this is something heavenly, I want it. How about you? I want it. I don't want to just be happy. I want something that can survive sorrow, something that can survive disappointment, something that can survive heartache and bills to pay and tax season. Whew, I just trembled at that word. Something that can survive all of those things that we have to live through in life. So how do I get it? Well, the Bible tells us this. So he starts off by telling us that the joy comes from the Holy Spirit. Now, I mentioned earlier in the book of Galatians that the joy, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, temperance, meekness, kindness, all of that gentleness, all of that is a result of the Holy Spirit living in me. It's the evidence that I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm talking in the Spirit, I'm fellowshipping in the Spirit. So notice this, in the book of Romans chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace. And what's that next one? And joy and the Holy Spirit. If you're reading the King James, it's joy and the Holy Ghost. And so he's saying that the joy is not laughing about something. I mean, that's temporary, right? We all like to laugh, and it does the heart good like a medicine, so it's good for you to laugh. But he's not talking about laughing. He's not talking about celebrating, which is wonderful too. We celebrate when something good happens. No, he's talking about a relationship with Christ, a relationship through the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, someone asked me one time, who's your best friend? And, you know, my first answer would always be my wife. Faith would be my best friend. But I have to say that my best friend has always been the Holy Spirit. And I really mean that. I really mean he is the one that he will not leave you nor forsake you. And I don't care what I've gone through in life, he has always been there. I can tell you on my best days, he danced with me. On my worst days, he let me cry on him. He has always been there through thick, through thin, through every battle, through every trial. He has always been there. So what we're talking about is a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes you just need to have a conversation with him. When's the last time you talked to him? You know, I don't want to confuse you, because I know sometimes we pray and we're praying to the Father, and then other times we it sounds like we're praying to the Son who's interceding for us. But I think you can talk to the Holy Spirit. I think you can ask him questions. I think every now and then you just say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we doing today? Where do you need me to go? Who do you need me to talk to? Set me up.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.